Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
In any universe, can you see yourself becoming like a runner? Like, you know, like for fun. For pastime, for entertainment, for fitness, any of those things?
No.
No.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. It has happened for me in the past. I got way out of that, though. I got way into it, and now I'm on the opposite side.
Yeah, you bought, like, short shorts and stuff. Like running shorts.
I did.
Like embarrassingly small shorts.
Like before.
I remember that period of your life.
Quads out.
It was dark for all of us.
For quads out was a lifestyle. It was, it's a questionable decision. So even I have not gone to the point of running what's referred to as the ultra marathon. I do have a couple of friends that have done this before. Are you familiar with the idea? I mean, the name says it all. It's an ultra marathon. It means when a marathon isn't enough, you just want to tack on some more miles.
How many more miles?
For this race that I'm referencing, 51. This would be 51 miles one day.
See, even just the idea of a marathon, the first guy that ran one, he died.
He died.
That's the legacy of the marathon.
It's the most, I will tell, like.
Frito also tried to run a marathon once without training.
I did.
That was a fun day.
You know what? It was a fun day. It was a fun day because I've never experienced my body doing the things that it did.
Yeah, I've never seen someone sweat so much salt.
Salt.
I know that happens, but there was.
I was crusted.
You were like a salt mine.
Like a fine steak before it hits the grill. It was nuts. I've just never experienced the side.
Are you telling me that you're getting into ultra marathoning?
Hell no. I'm saying there's never a point where I would ever go down this road. Some people probably have the opposite direction. They're like, okay, a marathon's fun, so why not try an ultra? I guess if you liked ultras, maybe you need something more hardcore than ultras, which is why you might sign up for the Taco Bell 50K.
I'm sorry, what?
The Taco Bell 50K. 50 kilometers, 31 miles, 10 stops at area Taco Bells.
What?
In which you are expected to consume one menu item from at least 9 of these stops. There is an 11-hour time cap on this. And you have to do it all in Denver, where the air is thin. I've heard some horrible ideas. This might be the worst.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that to yourself? The rules also state drinks don't count as food. When they say 9 menu items, don't you dare try and get a Baja Blast. Which sounds... Why is that better? Why would a Mountain Dew Baja Blast be better than like a crispy taco?
You're still going to have to go to the bathroom.
Kind of. Yes, you will have to. You will have to.
You're consuming a lot of liquids.
Oh, boy. You are not allowed to take any kind of Pepto-Bismol, Alka-Seltzer, or indigestion related. No tummy meds. No tummy meds. And you must keep receipts and wrappers to, claim your finisher's medal.
Why? Who does this? How many people do this?
1,500 people participated, Katie. 1,500. There's also a side challenge. It doesn't
how
even tell.
Survive?
See, okay, so this is... That is the one thing in this story that is not listed. For all I know, it's zero. Which... You know what? I'm actually kind of relieved. I'm relieved if the number is zero. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Good morning, guys. Renaissance Festival tickets, another 4-pack coming up because it's opening week. It is opening week. We're glad you're here today.
Huzzah. Before that, athletes behaving badly. How not to decorate for Halloween. And Taylor Swift doing Taylor Swift things. The news you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
It was a bad day for the Ravens on Sunday.
Bad day.
Texans won what, 44-10?
That's right.
Yikes. And to add insult to injury, Jalen Knoll decided he'd give the old Ray Lewis touchdown dance a try after scoring his first career touchdown. No one was amused. And I mean no one. A Ravens player tried to strip the ball from him. And even J.J. Watt, who was announcing the game for CBS, said it wasn't to be done.
it's a
he
lot
was very
of,
disappointed.
A lot of heat.
Very disappointed.
Which is what I don't understand. Like, it, like, why is that such an insult that you can't do the little sidestep?
Because Ray Superman. Lewis will kill you.
Ray Lewis might kill you if Ray Lewis was playing on the Ravens at the time.
And he was not.
He is on to other. He's playing golf. I can't, Ray is not in the building. I don't understand. Okay, look, again, whatever.
Pouring salt in the wound? Sure.
Is that? Sure. Yeah, exactly. Is it a sensitive
thing? Maybe Jalen's a really big fan.
But, like, the fact that Watt was like, you know, ooh, like, what are y'all? Is there something that goes around in the, is he a really big fan? Maybe he was.
I don't know.
How do you
I have
know?
No idea. In other NFL news, the story of former quarterback Mark Sanchez being stabbed is getting weirder and weirder.
So weird.
So it happened on Friday. He was stabbed Friday night in Indianapolis. Naturally, people were upset. People had questions. And then on Saturday, we had more questions because the Indianapolis Metro Police put out a statement saying they'd arrested him.
Yes.
In the hospital.
Correct.
While still recovering from his injuries.
Correct.
So what happened? Well, we still only have one side of the story, I think, and it's a doozy. So Sanchez allegedly confronted a delivery driver, just some guy dropping off food, said he couldn't park in this one specific spot. The driver refused to move. So did Sanchez. And when pepper spray didn't work, the driver used a knife in self-defense.
When pepper spray didn't work.
Oh, and the driver, he was 69.
He was this little dude trying to drop off food to people.
Like I said, we still need to hear from him. But if this is true, he somehow managed to top his infamous butt fumble, which is
almost
pretty impressive.
Almost impossible to imagine. And it really is.
And yet,
here we are.
And in some Halloween news, doctor urges people to skip fake spiderweb decorations this Halloween. So Dr. Amir Khan, beloved TV doctor, says, yeah, the stretchy fake spiderwebs we love to drape on bushes and trees and things can actually trap and kill birds, bugs, and small animals.
Please don't tell anyone in this office. They've really gone overboard with the
fake
spiderwebs. Well,
that's inside.
Oh, that's the difference.
They mean outside.
Exterior fake.
So don't put it on trees. Don't put it on bushes. Rope spider webs are a much better choice for both you and the environment.
It's a nice vibe.
And maybe you heard, but Taylor Swift dropped a new album last week.
Yes.
She's now in the same company as Prince. Back when Purple Rain came out, Prince became the first artist to have a film, album, and single all be number one at the same time.
That's right.
And now Taylor has repeated the feat.
Because she dropped a movie.
She sure did. Life of a Showgirl sold 2.7 million copies on its first day of release. Oh. It also became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day in 2025. Oh. On top of that, The Fate of Ophelia became the most streamed song in a single day in the streaming platform's history. Oh. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift, the movie, the official release party of a showgirl, topped the box office, bringing in $33 million. And she's not done yet because she announced four new versions of the album, each with two special acoustic versions of songs that she sold online over the weekend. So I can't wait for those numbers. The Billboard chart showed the album and Ophelia at number one. And yesterday she dropped the video for Ophelia.
You know, it just when you think it's gotten to as big as it could possibly get, it just gets bigger. Like she just doesn't.
Bravo.
She just doesn't stop.
Bravo.
Like, it's like any one of those things, big, it's like a career. I'm just going to, it's all three right now.
That's what's trending at 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull, good morning. This weekend, it's back, the Texas Renaissance Festival. Anyone ready? Got all the Oktoberfest stuff happening? Doesn't really matter to me because they've got other options.
They have eight magically themed weekends.
Eight different themes. Eight weekends.
A little something for everybody.
All fire.
And we got a four pack up for grabs. You want to win? Hang out. We'll give you a chance next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Texas Renaissance Festival kicks off October 11th, which, yes, is Saturday.
Saturday!
And we have got your four-pack of tickets all week.
Yes, we do. And same song and dance as last week. Couple of Renaissance-themed games. Today, we're starting with another round of Hardcore Parkour. Hear that? That's a nice Renaissance-sounding song. Played on Renaissance instruments, of which I could name probably none. A lyre, it's a lot lyre, like a lute. Either way.
That sounds right.
What we have done is we have taken a very popular song from today and made it sound like it came straight out of the Renaissance.
Ye olde Billboard Hot 100.
That's right. All you got to do is identify it. We are looking for title and artist.
Yep.
First person to do that is going to walk away with a 4-pack of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Could you use them this week? Sure could. Could you use them any other week? Also, sure could. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll get you guys on the phone next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, playing a little hardcore bardcore for tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
If this doesn't get you in the mood, nothing will.
No.
Nothing.
Maybe go to their website.
Well, that'll help. Yeah, texrenfest.com, which you should totally do.
Learn everything you need to know. Find out where it is. It is one of the nation's largest Renaissance festivals.
I still, you know, we always say one of the nations. I'm not sure.
It is.
There's another one that's up. Like, I mean, that's such a monster.
It's the biggest.
We're just being kind.
I think there are different designations, but it's the biggest.
Look, there's probably someone that claims they're on par. There really isn't. It's them or nothing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Aiden.
It is time for Hardcore Bardcore. Are you ready?
We are ready.
All right, so what this is going to be is it's going to be a song that's going to be played on old-timey Renaissance instruments. Now, it did not come from the Renaissance. It's actually a very popular song from the modern era. You're going to have to give us title and artist. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And let's begin.
Oh.
Who sings it? Who sings it?
It's Old Town Road.
Yeah, we have to have the artist. Who sings
Old Town
that?
Road.
Who? Oh my gosh.
Y'all got this?
You got it. You got it, fam. You got it. Just take a breath. Yeah. Take a breather. That is absolutely the song. Who sings Old Town Road?
Old Town Road is sung by... Guys, help me out. Hold on. Oh my gosh. It's like... You get nervous on the radio.
I like how your Lils are
every
helping.
Every day, my man. But don't worry. It's no reason to be nervous. Just you, me,
and
Katie.
Lil?
And, yeah. Little.
Oh.
Little nervous.
Little Nas. Little Nas. Little.
My favorite letter of the alphabet.
It's literally one letter you need.
Little Nas X.
Crushed it.
It takes a team effort.
It takes a village.
It absolutely
it
takes a village.
It does today. So who is playing with us? What are the boys' names?
Yeah.
We've got Aiden and Maverick.
Aiden and Maverick.
We are headed to school.
Oh, coming in clutch, guys.
Wow. Okay, who wanted these tickets more, mom or the kids?
We all did.
Okay. Turkey legs for all.
Steak on a steak all around.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't happen it either way. Gang, hang on the line. Let's get y'all set up, okay?
Thank you.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. You were talking about the... fact that we're being asked again. Yeah, people are saying, you know, maybe when you're doing your Halloween decor this year, stay away from the fake spider webs.
Yes, because it can trap little animals.
No one wants
little mammals, little birds.
No one wants that.
Yeah.
How does this affect the decor for our idea that can we even talk about our idea?
Our trunk or treat?
I mean, can we talk about the fact we're doing a trunk or treat? Like we were doing a trunk or treat,
you guys. We're doing a trunk or treat.
Yes.
In Pearland.
We are.
Because the trick or treat trail no longer exists. It may or may not be on October 30th at a Bayway Chevy.
Possibly.
Cannot confirm or deny the time. It's from 5 to 7.
It might be
in conjunction with a big event also happening in the fall that a lot of people are waiting for the announcement for, which
also
will come up at some point in the very near future, maybe.
But you know, like, again, just something we wanted to do because, like, you could never, honest to God, you could never have enough Halloween events,
no,
I don't think.
No.
Like, what are
also,
you?
Also, does anyone know a reptile guy? Asking for a friend. Not related.
Not related. You're trying to get people to show up to this thing, and you just ask for, does anyone know a reptile
guy? We have a crocodile guy. Was it a crocodile or an alligator?
It was a crocodile. There was a crocodile. Yes, one of the
Houston
things.
Crocodile guy.
Oh, and his whole job is bringing crocs to
we
things.
We won't have a croc.
And
but I would like some reptiles.
There have been a lot of discussions about things we can add to this event. Some of them are really good ideas. Some of them are still really good ideas, but come with a lot of downside.
And totally free.
I.e. crocodile guy. And yes,
totally free.
It will be a free event.
Maybe you'll win tickets to something. I don't know.
Just know that it's in the works.
Details coming soon.
With Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull, Keith Urban tickets all week long, guys. And this time, text messages. Your first keyword coming up at 9 a.m.
But before that, unseasonably warm temps in Houston. That other Amazon Prime Day is coming up. And the dang Houston Avenue Bridge got struck again.
Ugh.
Which is probably the least of our worries, considering an alien probe definitely just flew past Mars.
Sorry.
The news you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
No, it is not just you. It's hot. No sign of fall weather in sight. As Houston is experiencing some unusually warm temps for October. Highs reaching near record levels of 92 to 94 all week.
No one's happy.
Not actually going to get close to breaking any real records, but the balmy temps messing with the fall vibes. And they're not going anywhere. The next 10 days expected to stay in the low 90s.
Oh, 10 days. 10
Boo.
Days? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That
in
is
more local news.
Upsetting.
I'm not sure how this keeps happening. The Houston Avenue Bridge was struck by a semi last night, just before 9. Everything's been cleared. There are no injuries to report. But, like, TxDOT has, they have systems in place, right? Like, they activate lights and warning signs. And
well, I would.
Like, it tells you.
That's my thing. What is happening
here?
There
are, like, three of those. I remember that from the last time this happened. There are, like, three or something. Something would tip you off that this is an oversized vehicle.
This is,
and it's not going to fit under that bridge.
If you did this for your job, like your whole career, don't you think that would be something you would be incredibly sensitive about when you were driving a route? Like, hey, oh my God, that's
that
where
be
that.
Like one of your main concerns?
Don't get on I-10 around the Doom Bridge.
Like, if you got a Tesla, you got to charge your car, right?
Yes.
If you drive an 18-wheeler,
you got to avoid the
low. You got to watch bridges.
The stupid low bridge on I-10.
It's not even low.
And yet, here we are.
Just last month, the bridge was hit three times in less than a week, bringing the total number of bridge strikes to 70 since construction began on the White Oak I-10 expansion in January.
70 times!
And I know they're getting rid of it as part of all that, but apparently that's not happening until 2027.
That's
so if you find yourself in that area of I-10 and you're behind an 18-wheeler that seems a bit...
Oh, extra
tall,
space. That seems a bit tall.
Be vigilant.
Wow.
Maybe change lanes.
Yeah, maybe just avoid I-10 at this point until 2027.
If you're looking for steals and deals, Amazon Prime Day returns for a two-day event starting tomorrow. No, not that one. That's July's Prime Day.
Yeah.
That's their biggest sale.
This is the
October
other
Prime Day was started in 2022 just because they were looking to boost sales closer to the holidays, maybe.
They need to get that cash.
They say that Kindles, Echoes, Ring cameras, all the devices, they're expected to hit record low prices.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. That's
currently, there are pet items, home items, and holiday decor on sale as a warm-up for the event.
Mm.
I'd say do the sneaky thing and go today and check what it's listed at and then go tomorrow and see if you're actually saving. But the real test would have been, what was it 2 weeks ago?
That's the thing. You have to play this game
which I
way
did not
in advance.
Record.
No one does. No one does.
I feel like they're always fluctuating. But if you are a fan and you want to get your holiday shopping knocked out early, there you go. Might not matter, though, because apparently aliens just flew past Mars.
That I heard you say that, and I have not heard anything about this, but obviously I'm interested, as anyone would be.
So we mentioned with the government shutdown, the Space Center's open.
Yeah.
NASA, anything to do with NASA's not open.
Mm-hmm.
So NASA's been very silent on this interstellar object that flew past Mars last week.
Right.
The object called 3-I Atlas.
Oh, yeah, great. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
One that right. passed the red planet Friday. It's technically classified as a comet.
Oh.
And was detected by a telescope out in Chile.
Okay.
The problem is a lot of people question.
Yeah, it's like because comets, you kind of expect them. You kind of expect them.
Well, and also, comets have certain characteristics and things.
Yeah.
This one doesn't necessarily play by the rules.
Okay.
It's just the third object from outside our galaxy to ever be spotted by scientists.
Ooh.
And you might remember, we've talked about him before, Harvard professor Avi Loeb.
This is the guy who, yeah.
He's got his own Loeb scale.
Yeah.
This is a four.
What's
so zero is a natural object.
Okay.
And 10 is like a high tech object. Like there's no way that this just happened.
So 10.
To 4. Kind of low.
Well, that's what are we saying at 10?
But I like that he doesn't immediately jump to like a 7.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, are you saving room at the 10 spot for like Independence Day when a giant city comes through the clouds?
Absolutely.
That's a 10. That's a 10.
But he says the trajectory and size suggest it might be some kind of alien ship or probe. The object will head back to deep space by the end of the month. Or so they say.
Yes. Until it stops completely, takes a right-hand turn, it comes straight at us.
Like that Billy Currington song. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem. We'll kick that off next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Oh, Clovis, we hope we can help out with Celeste. We hate that you're blaming yourself for all of this.
So, what, you guys think this is my fault?
Well, do you?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since I've been out there on the dating scene. I mean, I don't know how women feel about cologne.
Wait, what? How do they feel about cologne?
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to think, you know, it was positive and, you know, women generally liked it. I mean, I've always worn it. But I was wondering if, well, maybe that's, you know, changed, whatever. I mean, you know, I'm thinking that could have been the issue.
How do you figure?
Yeah.
Well, I was telling one of the other doctors about it. Ooh. And
the other doctors.
Did I hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a surgeon.
Wow. Nice. All right. Continue.
Okay. So, so we're talking about my date, with Celeste and how it sucked, because, well, look, it was an amazing night. I mean, but she just, it's been like complete silence now, totally ghosted. And the other doctors, you know, pointed out that, you know, no woman was going to be interested if I kept wearing Musk.
Musk? Like Jovan Musk? You mean?
No,
like
no, Jovan Musk. What he,
yeah, Jovan Musk for men. I mean, why?
Wow. I mean, okay. Look, that better not be what we're up against, because Katie might riot.
I will. I absolutely will.
I don't get it.
Don't worry about it. Just, if you were trying to date Katie, you would have no problems.
One of my favorite sense.
No, but larger questions. Does Celeste know you're a doctor? Did y'all discuss any of that?
I don't remember, honestly, but you know, probably. I mean, you know, I'd talk about that. I'd bring that up, right?
Yeah, okay. Jobs. Right. That's what we're saying.
Yes. No woman, dude, on this planet is going to stop dating a doctor because she doesn't like cologne.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
No? I mean, I'd say we haven't heard some wild tale.
That would be a real wild one.
Wild tale.
Well, hey, guys, I mean, your guess is as good as mine here, but I'll say, you know, everyone, you know, at the practice is pretty sure it was Jovan Musk that wrecked my chances. And they even took a damn poll.
That's real cold.
Look, we'll see what we can find out. We'll call Celeste. We'll talk to her next on Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Dr. Clovis.
King of Jovan Musk.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Keep your crown.
I hope Celeste does too, because if it turns out that is in fact a problem, I'm going to have a problem with her. But that's ridiculous, right? Like, there's no way.
I would find that hard to believe.
Even if she's sensitive to sense.
Doctor.
You'd have had a conversation about
it. Doctor.
Exactly.
All right? Not to be
I love that his other doctors took a poll. Survey says.
Y'all ruthless. Y'all ruthless.
Absolutely. So let's turn this around for him. I think we've got Celeste on the phone. Hey, is this Celeste?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Celeste, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull. We got an email about you. And
oh, my God. Did my sister do this? I swear.
No, not your sister. It was actually a guy. Do you know a guy named Clovis?
Clovis, yeah. Why?
Listen, I mean, if it's that big a deal, I mean, I'll lose the cologne. I'll stop using like Jovan Musk. I mean, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, right? So, but you know, consider it gone.
Tread carefully, Celeste.
Why is he on the phone?
Well, he's mostly wondering why you up and vanished on him. So let's start there.
Why you hate Jovan Musk.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've been out dating. I mean, I don't know what I did.
You didn't do anything. It's just, you can't help it. I mean, you do it every day.
Are you okay, Celeste?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, it's me. We had a great night. Over's me, lots of fun, okay? Loads. The most fun I've had in ages.
Okay.
Then he tells me he's a doctor.
Right.
I never would have guessed it. I didn't want to ask too much about it. Not on the first date or anything. I was definitely very curious. Mm. And when I got home, I Googled him. And as soon as I found out that he's a plastic surgeon, I can't.
And you have a problem with cosmetic surgery or what?
Mm-mm. No, I just, look, he's going to have a problem with me. Several, I'm sure.
Why?
Like his whole job is identifying flaws. He can't help it.
Oh.
It's like what he does, and for money.
Okay.
Like, I can't. Like, how am I supposed to go out? How am I supposed to get naked in front of this guy?
Well, I mean, I hope, like, when the time comes, you just take off your clothes, and I could show you.
Okay, that's the easy answer.
No, I can't. All you're going to see is everything that you need to lift or tweak or pull or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never thought I was particularly self-conscious or anything, but the more I thought about it, the more it started to bug me. I was having like a full-on panic attack.
Really?
Oh, I mean, look, it's not like that at all. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's not the way that you're thinking.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Not a good way to describe that.
No, I mean, it's a difference. I mean, that's my work. Yeah. But people come to me. I mean, they ask me for my professional opinion. I mean, this isn't that. I mean, it's completely different. And unless you specifically ask me about something, I would never. I mean, look, I wouldn't just tell you one of your breasts is lower than the other. I mean, I'll stop talking now.
Dr. Clovis!
What is it? Are you serious?
Wow.
You guys, this is exactly what I mean. There's got to be someone who has done this, but I can't.
Well, look, it's... Can you just hang on the line for... Just
someone's married to plastic surgeons.
Stick around.
I don't know for how long or how much of the original them is left,
It does. Okay, I could kind of see the concern, maybe a little bit, because he's got a fine tune sense of things that would be considered quote unquote flaws.
But maybe only if pointed out by the patient.
You think?
Because I don't think anyone just goes to a plastic surgeon and says, what would you do? I think that only happens on TVs.
Like on TV shows, bad movies. Just wreck me.
Exactly.
Just wreck me.
Make
doc.
Me beautiful.
I don't know.
I don't think they say that. I think they go in and say, I am interested in X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
What do you think or what could you do? And then they fixate on those areas. And if there's maybe a surgery that would complement the other surgeries,
right,
they would suggest it at that point. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not a plastic surgeon, so
okay. Well,
someone else could speak to that. But it just seems like they wouldn't. Straight out the gate.
Just
start pointing
boom.
Out your flaws. I think if that happened, you'd find another plastic surgeon.
For the ladies. For the ladies. Would you be able to
I don't think it's limited. I don't think it's limited to women.
Oh,
I mean,
dudes,
I think
too?
A woman could be a plastic surgeon.
That's true.
And I think a man could be just as self-conscious about this as a lady.
Would this be a problem for you? Call us. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will see what you have coming up. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
Could you date a plastic surgeon?
Could you date a plastic surgeon?
Would you be all up in your head like poor Celeste?
Well, see what you guys think. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
I think she should take it as a compliment because he's a plastic surgeon and finds her beautiful to date her. Obviously, he doesn't see that many flaws in her. And
oh,
going to continue to pursue her.
Look at you with the glasses
yeah.
half full.
I love
mentality.
That.
Yeah.
Not even half full. It's full, girl.
It's all the way
full.
It's overflowing. He's like, that's the one.
She should take it as a compliment because obviously he's not looking at her that way. And he finds her practically perfect for him.
She should have gone the other direction. Inflated sense of self.
Yeah, she should be walking on like cloud nine, right? I think that is amazing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Thank you
so
much.
Perfect.
Wow. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Okay. I'm so intrigued. I don't know even what to say, but I'm going to play devil's advocate. One, me personally, I have to wrap my mind around, let's be honest, the number one procedure is probably a boob job.
Yeah.
So I'd have to understand that my boyfriend, husband, fiance is looking at boobs all day long.
Yes.
That's a little weird. However, had a girlfriend that dated one for 5 years. She called it baby tox or Botox. So just slight, you know, little nip and tuck and all that fun stuff. She got it for free. So
it's look at it. Like, yeah, you could look at it as he's going to see a whole bunch of issues, but then you could also look at it as those issues could be corrected for nothing.
Or he's not going to see any issues, but if you happen to see an issue.
Hey, hop, pop in, get a little Botox.
Yeah, he'll just, all right, there you go, honey.
You know, he may just say, hey, honey, come during lunch and I can help you with your Botox. But unfortunately, I have to wrap my mind around that he's going to see naked people, whether it be fantastic or horrible, all day long. So I don't know how I feel about that.
So that would be the problem for you. It's just the abundance of
body
flesh
parts.
And body parts.
Just
and,
all
you
time.
Know.
All kinds of body parts, whether that be phenomenal or horrible.
Either
so,
way.
Again, devil's advocate, I mean, the free Botox nowadays, not gonna lie, that kind of sounds great, but, you know, with my man grabbing other women's body parts?
But really, if we're talking about the surgical procedures,
he's coming in
gory and gross.
He's walking in and just doing his
thing. Exactly. Organs and silicon and all that.
It cannot be fun to be in that room.
Maybe the finished product, like after recovery.
Yeah, then he's like,
that's different.
Dang.
But then he's looking at his own work, isn't
Dang.
He? He's like, man, I'm good.
This is my masterpiece.
Yeah. No, it's not so much the breast. It's my hands did
this. This is me.
That's a lot. I mean, I guess that I'm trying to play devil's advocate. I completely understand where she's coming from because nowadays, like, girls are judged, just women overall judged so with a fine.
Of course, of course.
So much ridiculous. But it's just, okay, you've seen perfection. You've helped get someone to that perfection. Now, are you going to look at me and say, ooh, let's get you to that? I get where she's coming from. That would make me a little uncomfortable.
Well, thank you so much for the perspective this morning. We appreciate it.
I like working it through together.
Absolutely. Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Good morning.
We are discussing Dr. Clovis, which I want you to know.
Yeah.
I did not find Google search. I think he is using a fake name, but then how would she know his fake name?
How? Well, what on earth? I
mean, did no one else do that?
We'll look into this.
Is he not in town? Where is he?
Clovis seems like an easy dude to find. Howdy. What do you have for us today?
What is wrong with her? That's like every woman's dream boyfriend and husband. You get work done for free.
That's what we were hearing. Is as long as you stay with him, what is an incredibly expensive investment becomes a lot more manageable. A lot more manageable.
Yes. And aside from that, he's rich. He makes good money.
Yeah, he ain't going to be hurting with that job.
Plastic surgery ain't cheap.
No, it is not cheap, and they do not hurt for clientele.
Either. I don't see the problem. I'd be like, yes, tell me. What's wrong with me? What needs to be fixed?
You're dropping your clothes on date one. All right, let's just start circling things.
Yeah,
like sorority
exactly.
girls in the 90s. Just start circling my problem areas.
Yeah, especially if he does liposuction. Oh, man, let's do it.
Damn. Oh, my word. Hey,
I don't know what's wrong with her.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Howdy, go ahead. What do you think?
Good morning. And I'm with the doctor. I mean, I would love to date a doctor, especially a plastic surgery. If he had, you know, a few comments about my body, I would say, okay, what do you think? You know, I mean.
He's a professional. Like, yeah, he would know, right? He can know what he would know what he can do.
Exactly. And I would say, okay, do what you do. Do your magic. Work your magic.
Exactly. Work your magic.
That seems to be the perspective, and I hope that helps. I mean, because, again, there's a lot of it could be mentally taxing. I can see that.
Right.
There's so much upside. There's so much upside.
Really, yes.
that everyone is saying, like, yeah. you just need to look past this and go with it. You'll adjust.
Yes.
You'll adjust.
Your brain will eventually catch up. Yeah. to the rest of your newly enhanced body. But the other thing that's just kind of funny about this in general is there are so many women that just date men who are critical and will point out your flaws, but can't do anything about them.
That's the truth.
Wouldn't you rather date someone that could say, well, you could do with a touch of Botox. Boop, there you go. You're welcome.
Done.
Exactly. I would love to date a doctor that could fix me. I'm like, go for it.
Unreal.
Make me look younger. Make me look sexy. You know?
Unreal. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Frito, Katie, the Bull coming up. More chances to win your way into Keith Urban, which is this weekend, by the way. All text keywords, your first one coming up at 9:05 this morning.
But before that, Tim McGraw is back in the saddle for the National Finals Rodeo, sort of. Amazon Prime Video getting backlash for James Bond artwork. And an unruly passenger tried to open the door on an airplane at IAH.
Good Lord.
Mark Sanchez, is that you? The news you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Sorry, Mark Sanchez, we talked about him earlier in the show. He got stabbed?
He did.
He was the aggressor, got arrested, was hit with battery resulting in injury, unauthorized entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication in Indianapolis, which is where the flight from IAH had just come.
Some people say they don't believe in coincidence.
I just read an article that said he'd been stabbed multiple times by the 70-year-old truck driver.
He got him good, dude. Like, he was in critical condition before he, I guess, wasn't, and then got arrested.
In happier news, Tim McGraw has announced he'll be doing a mini residency in Vegas in December in conjunction with the National Finals Rodeo.
That is pretty dang cool.
He'll play the Coliseum at Caesars for 4 shows, December 4th, 6th, 12th, and 13th. Some of those dates will take the place of the shows postponed by Dolly Parton, whose recent health issues led to the cancellations we talked about. Okay. Tickets are on sale now, and I'm going to guess they won't last very long.
They will absolutely not last very long.
Now, Amazon Prime Video, you might remember, they own or rather control the Bond franchise at Prez.
Yes.
And they decided they would do a little cleaning up. So they scrubbed all the guns and all the women from the film's artwork.
That is a lot of work. Holy moly.
Weird. Like, if you see the picture of Sean Connery not holding a gun, obvious you removed the weapon, then it's weird.
That is not my James, but the logo is a gun. Weird.
The online rage was immediate, so they have backtracked and deleted the updates. They've replaced, I guess, the original artwork with just stills from the movies.
Okay.
But there are still no guns.
If you're uncomfortable with that side of the James Bond, you know,
you should not have acquired the Bond franchise.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's the fit for you. Like, what are you going to do to the actual movie? How are you going to clean that up? And it's every movie. Like, that is what James Bond does. I don't know. Strange.
Amazon's
strange
not
call.
Commenting.
Oh, are
which
they?
Is no. probably a good call.
Yeah, just.
And speaking of bad decisions, a passenger attempted to open the door on a United flight after landing at Bush Airport, according to police. Yeah. So it happened around 6:30 p.m. yesterday when the plane was taxiing. Officials said the attempt was unsuccessful, but caused the aircraft's emergency slides to deploy, which is fun.
Somewhat unsuccessful, I guess. That is fun.
But no one got to enjoy them?
No one. Once they're out?
Yeah, like once it's happened.
Come on. Like, an opportunity.
He took one for the team.
An opportunity has
presented itself. The police can deal with him.
Exactly. They're gonna wrestle him to the ground. They're gonna take him off the plane. But now we got these perfectly good slides.
We have to get off the plane anyway. Might we save some time?
Just this once. You know, just for everybody. I mean, again, like, I'm not saying it's recommended.
What if someone gets injured or something? That's probably why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, like, because you, let people have their choice. Hey, if you want to stay on the plane.
Right, exactly.
We'll bring some stairs. Like,
do it the normal way.
But for everyone else.
But also.
Right this way. I mean, I'm not turning that down in any universe. And again, like, very happy.
But the individual's in custody.
No danger anymore. Just open slides and a nice tarmac and probably a bus to take you to the terminal.
Maybe
that doesn't
for
sound
next
so
time.
Bad. Yeah. let's not encourage it next time.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Frito's got his own Houston, I have a problem.
What I need to know is how long Do you?
Statute of limitations.
What is the statute of limitations before finders keepers kicks in when it comes to your friends leaving stuff in your house? Like, at what point do you get to make decisions about what happens
to their
that
property
stuff?
I got some follow up questions.
I'm ready to answer
the story.
We will do that coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So Frito's wondering the statute of limitations on people's property?
People's
friends' property.
Friends'
left
property
in your home.
When left in your home. 713-881-5500 is our number if you want to weigh in on this. So
when does finders keepers?
Because sometimes when people leave stuff in your home, it turns out that it can be extraordinarily valuable. And
doesn't that make it worse?
That is what I'm saying. So long story short, had a friend that was staying at the house like last year, the house back in like Bryan College Station, and brought a bunch of stuff over. One of those things is like, hey, I'm going to bring a gun. I hope that's cool. Like, yeah, of course it's cool. Why do I care? And I don't think about it again until I go upstairs this past weekend, and in the closet is this gun. And I think to myself, what kind of a heater was my friend packing? So I open it up, I take a look, and it turns out this is a gun that has immense historic value. Like, there is...
Do you have a picture?
I do. You want me to show it to you here?
Yeah.
Like, you put it on that monitor right there. This gun right there.
Is that a...
That is a valuable gun.
Ooh.
It has never been mentioned to me that they want this. They've never said it. We don't really talk
Did the person before staying really ask you if they could bring the weapon?
They did. They were like, hey, I'm going to have a gun. I hope that's cool. And I don't know why they would.
It's weird that they asked you and then left it.
And then left it.
Not like they just had it on their person and then were like, oh, snap, I forgot to tell them, and then stashed it away. It's
no.
Yeah, they got express permission to bring it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then left it. Were they at your house for a long period of time?
They were at my house for about 3 months. They were staying at the house for about 3 months. So again, it's a little bit of time. But again, they have never asked for it back. Never came over to the house to get it back. Never said, hey, you know, this gun, which by the way, the internet says is worth in the neighborhood of 10 grand. It's never. So my question is, can I do with this what I want now? If I want to turn around and sell this, if I want to turn around and just say, you know, whatever.
How close is this person to you?
Not really that close. Not really.
How close is this person to your wife?
A lot closer. A lot closer. And that is the predicament. But I don't know what to do. Like, I mean, I guess I could do.
I think you have to ask them.
Do I have to go to them and basically say this thing you've left in my house? Because I would say after like 3 months, whatever you have left in my house becomes my stuff. If you didn't want it back at that point, well, what's stopping me from saying, okay, well, I guess it just got lost in a move.
Except you know to whom it belongs.
I don't. This
which muddies the waters.
This is why. That's what we wanted to know today, or I wanted to know today. And honest to God, is there a statute of limitations on basically selling your friend's
stuff?
It's
your backyard. It's your friends. You know who it is. You need to call them.
713-881-5500. Call us. We'll let you guys weigh in coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Seeing if there's a statute of limitations before I can cash in on all my friend's stuff they left in my house, specifically the really valuable firearms. Frito and Katie, good morning. What are your thoughts?
All my friends know that if you leave alcohol at my house, you have to get home, man. If you get home and you don't tell me, hey, I left this at your house, when it comes to alcohol, it's mine now.
I think there's something to that. You know, I don't think you should. You're not a storage facility for your friend's booze. And I'm not a storage facility for my friend's antique weaponry that's incredibly, incredibly pricey on the secondary market.
Does she not know how valuable it is?
I don't think she has any idea.
Ooh.
I don't think she has any clue.
Well, now, see, on the other hand, right, on the other hand, you know, my friends, you know, it's Texas, so we all have the Second Amendment. If they leave something like that, you know, I'm going to be like, hey, man, it's in my gun safe, you know, come get it whenever you want to, you know?
So something like that. That's one you'd extend a little courtesy to, because, hey, it's a fire.
Right. But would you say you have 3 weeks?
Some things are valuable to you, you know, some...
Katie brings up a good point. Do you put a time limit on it? Yeah. You're like, if you don't get this piece.
And, I'm just telling you now.
Yeah, it's got to.
I assess the value,
thing.
And you have 60 days.
I mean, the way I see it is like this. Like, if you tell them and then you forget about it, they forget about it, and 3 years later you ask them about it, and, you know, the way I say it is like this. Hey, man, I was going through the safe the other day. I think you still have this at my house. Do you want it? If the answer is no, cool. Appreciate it.
There you go.
So just low key. Oh, I found some trash. Then hope she says no. Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Just get her to say no, and then my conscience is clear.
Exactly.
Thank you, my friend. Frito and Katie, good morning. Help me out with this. What do you think?
Hey, but my hands are up. And look, I'd be wondering if it was involved in a crap.
All right, there it is.
You know, weirdly enough, that had not crossed my mind.
Don't put your fingerprints on it.
Oh, my God, I touched it.
Okay. Hey, the reason he hasn't brought it up is maybe he don't want to
bring it up.
He was hoping it would never get discovered.
God. Wow. Okay. Thank you for ruining my day, sir. We appreciate that. Frito and Katie, good morning. Do you have any advice?
Good morning. Okay. As somebody who is a chronically forgetful person,
okay,
I think that it would behoove you to at least attempt to let them know it's there. Now, if you let them know it's there and then, you know, they come retrieve it and,
right,
you know, a certain time frame, I think that it's yours, man.
Help me out with that time frame. What's a reasonable time frame to you?
What do we do for prizes?
30 days
to claim your prize.
30 days is
like,
legit.
We treat it like Renaissance Festival tickets. You better show up or else it's going back in that vault.
Okay, does it make you a crappy friend?
Yeah. Well,
if instead of calling and saying, hey, I have this item, you just call and say, hey, you know what's weird? I was thinking about it the other day, that weapon that you brought, I know you told me, even though they didn't, but I know you told me it was a blank.
Right.
I looked it up. It's really valuable. What did you do with that thing? Whatever happened to it?
Oh, don't act like that. Just plant it in their head.
And then see what happens. If they go, actually, I lost it. Whoa, you don't say.
Is there a fee? Are you offering a reward if I help you find it? Is that what I'm hearing?
Finder's fee?
Let me see if I can track it down for you.
I like it.
Yeah, but like barring them saying, I actually might have left it at your house. Nope, sure didn't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'll go look for it. Let's see if I find it.
I'm gonna call some people. I got some friends for that. We're going to see if we can't track this thing down. Do you have any information? Like maybe what does it look like? You know, some serial numbers or whatever. Maybe I can.
I'll put up a few posters.
This is devious.
Good day, sir.
But honestly, I like that plan better than anything I have heard this morning. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. Bye. All right. Let's get down to business. Another week of Keith Urban tickets, you guys. And we have made this even easier. No back-to-back songs. This is just text message keywords. And your first text message keyword is, I mean, dude, within the next 10, 15 minutes, 9:05.
Don't go anywhere.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right. Good morning, Darren. How are we doing today?
Great.
Okay. 10 questions away from victory. That's how it always goes. You just have to get them right, and you got to do it in 60 seconds. So that's the hurdle. Now, remember, you can pass on any question that you don't know the answer to. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one, and we'll give you a second crack at your passes if we have time at the end. You just can't change an answer once you say it. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
All right. Katie, are we prepared?
We're ready. What kind of waves does an earthquake produce?
Seismic waves.
On what continent is the Amazon River?
It's in South America.
What child doctor did Neil Patrick Harris once play?
Doogie Howser.
What do you call the small squares on a roof?
Shingles.
What ice cream brand is famous for using cryogenic technology to create ice cream beads?
Oh, that's Dippin' Dots.
Hiccup, Astrid, and Toothless are characters in which animated film?
That is How to Train a Dragon.
What type of blood cells attack harmful invaders like bacteria and viruses?
white blood cell.
A millennium is a time period of how many years? A millennium.
1,000.
What was the name of Charlie Brown's sister?
Ooh, Lucy.
What U.S. state calls itself the heart of Dixie?
Mississippi.
That's everything.
10 questions elapsed.
And had no passes. And I will tell you, we were 8 for 8 until we got to Charlie Brown's sister.
Oh, Sally. Who was
Sally.
That?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Sally. Lucy was the bane of his existence, but Sally was his sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then what state calls itself the heart of Dixie?
Alabama. Oh, was it not? That was okay. All right. That.
Oh. That was amazing, Darren. That was amazing. I was like, Darren, I should be going faster because I was like, all right, let's just get to this.
That was so stinking.
Oh, Darren.
Close.
One of the all-time greats, Darren.
Oh, my God. Please, you better sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest. No, we expect to see you back. We expect to get you that W. We'll talk to you next time, man.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
We want to talk about news of, I guess not news, strategies on how to make friends as an adult.
It's hard. No, but really, it's different. It's way different than when you're a kid.
It is.
Because when you're a kid, you have like friends of convenience because you're surrounded by kids. You kind of take those friendships for granted.
Exactly.
Because you go through school with them or you play sports with them. They're at your activities or they're friends with your parents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're around and you become friends.
Right.
As an adult, you have to find those people. Like, you can have friends of convenience at your kids' things, sure.
That actually might be the best way.
But are
way,
they the ones that you're going to actively seek out when you're looking to do something? The answer is probably no.
So there is a new career path called friendship educator. I mean, it's not a career path. It's just this woman who says she's a friendship educator. That's her gimmick on TikTok. Better social skills or something. So she is...
God knows we need that today.
We do need that today. Here are some of the suggestions that if you are a 30-something and beyond, ways you might be able to make some new friends more easily. Join a weekly activity and stick to it. So again, going back to your thing, friends of convenience, get involved in something.
Well, these aren't friends of convenience, are they? These are friends with mutual interests.
Yes.
So you go in having something to talk about, a tie, if you will. So you know you've got something in common,
right,
and therefore can use it to strike up a conversation and invite them somewhere after the class.
And there you go. And you will predictably see them. You know, if you go more, you kind of know where they're going to be. Doesn't make it so weird to be like, hey, do you want to hang out? But also, practice openness. These organized activities give you built-in conversation starters, but you have to take the initiative by talking. So you have to go. And that's good advice. I mean, no one likes
being... No one wants to talk.
No.
So you talk first.
Try friend-making apps. Bumble BFF.
Yeah.
You know about this?
I've never used one. I know they had one for like new moms to make new mom friends.
Holy
cow. When you feel like, you know, you're the only one having kids and you're in a different spot in your life and no one can really relate. So it's like, what do you do? I remember reading about one of those.
Yeah, I don't want to dog that. It feels a little bit. It feels a little weird.
I don't know.
I guess so.
It's also weird to start talking to people randomly at like Potbelly, but you might find your best friends that way.
So is that the best? Is that the best advice? Just
the best
everywhere
advice
you go
is you should talk to people. And all you do is make fun of me for this, but you should be warm and you should be open and you should talk to people. You should talk to people on elevators. You should talk to people on planes. You are missing out on so many wild and wacky characters.
I'm starting to get stress sweat just from hearing you talk about this. Yeah, talk to people in the elevator. Talk to people at Podbelly. Talk to people at the gas station. Talk to people literally anywhere.
No one is safe.
Good luck. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.